The stain of the Vietnam War never seems to leave us, much like the stench from a cracked 100-year-old egg. That nauseating smell just seems to linger. I recently read the book Thud Ridge by Colonel Jack Broughton, the story of F-105 pilots in Vietnam, and found, to my surprise, I was very peripherally connected to the story. The actual story concerns Broughton, a West Point graduate who had flown 114 combat missions in Korea and had been a commander of the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds aerial demonstration team. He was sent to duty at Takai Air Force Base in Thailand in 1966 as vice commander of the 355th Tactical Fighter Wing, one of the so-called Thud Wings in Thailand. Broughton and his men flew Strike Force F-105s as part of their mission. 6 months into his tour, the Air Force Cross recipient and a man who had 2 Silver Stars and 4 Distinguished Flying Crosses got embroiled in controversy, all related to the rules of engagement outlined for perhaps the most stupid war in U.S. history. Broughton's rules of engagement did not allow U.S. fighter jets to engage in the port harbor of Cam Pha. On one fateful day, however, 2 of his men flew into the harbor area and fired on a ship against those rules. The 2 pilots under Broughton's command, Major Alonzo Ferguson and Frederick Tallman, returned to their base and informed the officer in charge, who was not Broughton on that day because Broughton was on leave, that they may have accidentally hit a ship. Since all American F-105s had cameras, there were images that indicated that Tallman had indeed fired his aircraft's cannon, but no proof he had hit a ship. Upon his return from leave, Broughton handled the situation by destroying the photographic evidence. Even though there remained no clear proof of the incident, the chain of command above Broughton decided to make him and pilots Ferguson and Tallman scapegoats. The 2 majors were court-martialed and found innocent. Broughton, however, was convicted of lesser charges and fined $100 for 6 months, which was the kiss of death for his military career. Broughton retired immediately. Years later, an Air Force Board of Military Records decided that Broughton's conviction was disproportionate to what had occurred and dismissed the charges. All of what I've just told you is well documented in Thud Ridge, now one of the 13 basic books that Joint Chiefs of Staff General Ronald Fogelman established as a professional reading program for all Air Force members in 1997. So how on earth did I insert myself into the Broughton story? Well, it turns out that one of the Air Force majors that Broughton tried to protect, Major Lonnie Ferguson, who eventually became an Air Force general, was the son-in-law of the lady whose home I lived in while I was doing my medical training. I never knew Colonel Broughton, but I knew the late General Lonnie Ferguson very, very well. He was a man whose character and integrity were beyond reproach. I can only imagine that Colonel Jack Broughton was cut from the same cloth. As I said in the beginning, the stench from the Vietnam War seems to never go away. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.